BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Tuesday. We're on the breakfast show all this week. More of what you say in your sleep. Thank you for sending these in. Any more? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if using one of these sleep apps. Hayley off the call centre is on to talk about the new show which starts tonight on BBC Three. Fran, one of our listeners, is on Real or No Real, getting a famous phrase very wrong. And Jermaine Jackman, the winner of The Voice.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. How are you today? Thank you, Gemma. All right, Chris.
You're right.
Feels like 5 minutes since I saw you.
I feel like we're seeing too much of each other now.
Yeah, we went to Newcastle yesterday to the student radio conference. Absolutely nobody there who watched our talk is awake right now because they all went out. 7 hours on a train there and back. I've got nothing to say to you at all.
What do you mean?
Just have nothing to say. I've said it all. 7 hours.
I don't know. We discussed some good stuff on the train.
We did. I was there. Well, I had a few naps.
Because
I can sleep anywhere.
You were proper kicking out.
Was I like, ah!
I'm not going to lie as well, the odd Trump.
Was I?
Yeah, you're one of those.
Okay, Brown. And also, you were watching, well, you said it was a DVD player, but it looks like a George Foreman. I mean, you could have been watching a film, but I didn't actually see the screen, so you may have been doing some low-fat sausages. I don't know.
Do you know what? I'd love to combine the two. It did give me a business idea. You know, a grill where you can also watch a film.
Yeah. It looks like a grill.
Yeah, I mean, it would while away the time whilst you're cooking the sausages. It's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. You look awful as well, so it's a good job that it's radio.
Cheers, mate.
So,
well, you look awful as well.
Yeah, well, we both look bad. And occasionally I might, don't know, I just feel Tuesday is always the worst time to do this show, I think. I'm not making any sense. Occasionally I'm saying I might go into shutdown mode. Screensaver face. Like Tom Jones on The Voice. You know when nothing really is happening. Anyway, wake up.
That sounds
40
horrible.
Of those. Haim coming up, and also Avicii and Iggy Azalea to start your Tuesday morning on BBC Radio 1. Grimmy's off for two weeks. Yeah, so we're on The Breakfast Show.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Tuesday morning, Radio 1. Iggy Azalea, Charlie XCX, Fancy. 6:46, good morning. Zoe in Kidderminster's been on. She used the app that records your sleep talk last night. All it picked up was her asking for cuddles. So she doesn't want to send it in.
That's good.
I want a cuddle. It's not as good, though, as someone singing Louder by DJ Fresh and then having a fart, is it?
It's going again. It's going again.
It's not as good, no.
I feel these are going to make me laugh more today because I was a bit tired. Do you remember on the train yesterday to Newcastle, all you kept doing was, "Can I open the window, Gary?"
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
We were in the quiet carriage as well.
Oh,
we're so annoying.
We are really annoying. And then I went to sleep and you went, "We're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house." From somebody else's sleep recorded.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
Now, also on the train to Newcastle. Oh, it was nice that the train guard woke me up, by the way, after we passed Durham. This announcement came on.
Your train will be shortly arriving into Newcastle. Wake up, Mr. Mills. You're nearly there.
Come on, everyone. I was already awake by then. But we did come up with a great new idea. And this is what I like. After a bit of bonding time with you, you do come up with good business ideas.
So what's this then?
Don't you remember?
I do remember saying I've had a great business idea, but
don't know what else it was.
I can't remember what it was, and I'm not sure you should be giving it away.
And that's why you're not a multimillionaire. We were talking about fashion and how all the Essex lot, like the Gemma Collins and the Joey Essex and even that Harry one that's not on it anymore, they've all got, like, clothes shops, and they've got online shops, and they do really well out of them. So then Cress goes, "Well, why don't we do a clothing line?" To which I reply, who's going to buy that?
Well, no, there's a gap in the market.
Well, here's the thing. So what is it?
Well, Gemma Collins does over plus size clothing, right? Is that what it's... Is that
plus size clothing.
Yeah, right. So many others do shirts, smart wear.
Joey Essex does that. Sick clothes.
One of them does pants. Here's the gap.
Who does pants?
I'm sure one of them does. Pants are a fashionable thing, right? But here's the gap in the market.
Okay.
Me and you.
Ready for this, everybody? Line. Okay, so here's the thing that's going to make us millions.
I'm not joking. I think this will work. Mills and Stark socks. For gentlemen, you know, really good design socks.
Bit of class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because everyone's got to wear them.
Maybe the name of the day on the sock as well.
I quite like that.
Do you not think that this is our... I don't think this is a stupid idea. Like, it's... I don't think anyone's really got that market, have they, the socks?
I don't think anyone's done socks so far.
Just socks.
But we're going to be, like, the new Fern Cotton, the new Gemma Collins. We're going to be raking in the monies from the fashions.
Well, that's the plan anyway. No one's invested yet.
But also, well, hopefully they will after listening to this. We need to get Meaden on this.
Mm.
But to add an extra bit of class, you know, like, what your socks used to have, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on? I've still got some of those in my house. But I mix them up a bit so I can pay like Monday on the left and Thursday on the right. I know. We're thinking, have the days of the week in French. Because French makes it immediately classy.
Vendredi.
So you'd have like Vendredi on there. So much better,
Mardi.
Isn't it?
Mardi.
Discover the late sounds of BBC Radio 1.
Someone called Captain Switzerland's been on Twitter saying, I recorded my sleep using an app last night. All I found out is that I'm a really quiet sleeper. Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen sometimes. Like, you won't strike gold maybe for a few nights and then something really happens. But mostly it's just rustling of bedsheets and the occasional Trump.
Hmm. I'm not sure this sock business idea's got legs.
Neither am I. Can I just say, nothing will beat this.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Still the best one. And always will be. Unless you know different. The sock thing, no, it's not going to work because loads of people, thousands of people, are saying that Rob Kardashian's already got a sock range.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's... I knew this was too good to be true.
Although, Nikki texted in, this is a good change of plan if we're going to try scramble this together still. Sock suspenders. Now, he's said in the text it's slightly more classy. I've just Google imaged it. It's not. It's terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
But it will be a gap in the market.
It suggested, like, a dungeon to me. I don't like it. There's something horrible about them.
But look, maybe we can make them cool.
Who wears those? Is it blokes that wear them?
Well, I have found pictures of blokes wearing them.
So anyone can. I don't think that's the road I want to be going.
Let's
down.
Try. Let's go for this. I'll ring Mrs. Mead.
Mrs. Mead, sock suspenders. I can't see it. Okay, it's 6:56. We love this song. Shift Key. Beyonce, Drunk in Love. Catherine in Harrogate says we're the only thing getting her through revision. Revision at 7:16. Brave.
I like a joke.
Morning, Fran.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm all right. What's your plan for today?
I've got double psychology first, which is like, I don't even want to speak, I don't want to talk about, no, I just can't do it. I've got a full day, so like, no, it's not happening, it's not going to happen.
So are you at college, uni?
Sixth form,
is it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And where's that, please?
Shrewsbury. Yeah.
I noticed you've got a slightly cracky telephone line. Hello! I didn't think they were on anymore, but you have.
Great.
Yeah, I know. Is this a landline?
No, mobile.
Are you in the middle of a field?
No, toilet.
Hang on a minute. Are you in your bathroom?
In, but not on. Like, around.
All right, so you're not on the loo?
No, it's okay.
Okay, because I would have to terminate this conversation. It's not for me, that.
We're not into that.
Okay.
All right, not this early.
Yeah.
Okay, should we play Real or No Real?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. So, some of these are real facts that you can impress your friends with down the pub, if you're old enough. Some of them are utter tripe made up by one of the producers of this show. But are they real or no real? First one.
Along with Pig Beach in the Bahamas and Rabbit Island in Japan, there is also an island entirely populated by cats, also in Japan.
So we talked about the Rabbit Island yesterday, which is a cute little video that went with that. And we've talked about Pig Beach before, which is in the Bahamas. And it's just pigs having a great time on Lilo's, just sunbathing, sunglasses on.
It's an island full of pigs.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But is there one for cats, just with cats on? I don't fancy that.
No, nor do I. So what are we saying? Rabbit Island, Pig Beach. And now what would the cat one be called then? Catland or something?
Yeah.
I like Catland. That's cool.
What are you saying, Fran?
Don't they in China, or is it Japan?
What's that, please?
You can just like pay money to eat, like drink tea and hang out with cats. They've got to get the cats from somewhere, so
do you know what, one of my friends is obsessed with dogs. Me and him, because we always have to go somewhere dog friendly, went to this dog cafe the other day, and the dogs in there are like literal royalty. We are second class to them. They've got all the treats, they've got the massages, they've got the groomings, they're being shampooed. We just sat there, like, they didn't look after us at all.
But no, but that's what you'd want from a dog cafe, wouldn't you? I've got visions here of dogs drinking cups of tea, sort of sitting around a table and...
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, lovely.
I mean, they all get together, they have a little chat, and they've got all the bowls together. Yeah, it's good. It's a social for dogs. It's like a club.
In some of the resorts you go to in the summer, there's loads of cats.
I hate that.
And it's well scary. Like, you go throw something in the bin and a cat pops out. So, you know what? I can believe this cat island
thing.
So
can I.
Because they are feral in a lot of places.
Let's make a decision then, Chris.
I'm going to say real.
Fran?
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that. We're going to tweet a photo now, at BBCR1, of the actual cat land. Got everything in Japan, haven't they? Including vending machines that sell knickers, true fact. And next...
Michael Owen was embarrassed while commentating on BBC Radio 5 Live at the weekend when he described the rectangular-shaped penalty box as an oblong.
Oblong? Hey! You only say that when you're, like, 10.
This is going to sound really bad. What shape is oblong?
I was actually just thinking that.
That's really weird, because I know I've heard this a million times, but I actually don't know what oblong
shape is. It's off of school, though, isn't it?
Could you draw it?
Isn't it like an oval shape? Is it?
Oh, okay.
Is it a rectangle?
No, oblong is like a running track shape.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But good use of oblong there, Michael Owen. Not heard that for a few years.
And you think you know better than that. He's a clever guy. But Michael Owen describing a football pitch as oblong... Is that him just trying to do commentator voice? You know where you add posher words? No,
I think that what happens is you're trying to fill for time and loads of words just spill out of your mouth because nothing really is happening on the... Is it the pitch?
Yes.
The pitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so real or no real, Fran?
Real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh! Yes. Catching us out today, aren't they? And next...
The voice of Siri is the same man who used to do the voiceovers on The Weakest Link.
So didn't you go for dinner with the voice of The Weakest Link recently?
I was at an event that he was at, and I recognised his voice straight away. But is it the same voice as the old Siri, like the deep voice one?
Well, the voice of Siri is the voice that I used in the lift for the Sack of Shame game that we did.
Yesterday, yeah.
I've got the... speaker here, so I can play clips. Fran, did you hear this?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me something to write and I can get the speaker to do it?
Oh, God, this is so much pressure.
I know.
Just some banter towards Scott usually works.
Oh, God, this is like the biggest moment of my life. I'm not sure if I'm going to cut the cheese.
I don't want you to cut the cheese.
Do you want to write that?
Yeah, say...
Don't write that!
Yeah, put that. I'm not sure I'm going to cut the cheese.
No!
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
Here you go.
My name is Fran and I cut the cheese.
That was your big moment there, Fran.
Oh, wow.
Again.
Thanks. Oh. Again.
My name is Fran and I cut the cheese.
Oh, my God.
So, is it the same voice as Siri, the guy on The Weakest Link?
No.
Saying no
I'm
real.
Sold. I'm no real. No real.
Is it worth? What would he say on the weakest link?
Bob was the weakest link.
Let's just test out.
She's already
Bob
said
Bob was the weakest link.
Again,
it does sound similar.
Oh my god, no! Because that's changed everything. That
Bob
might...
was the weakest link.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
I don't know. Just for competition purposes, I'm going no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Same. And here's an actual clip from The Weakest Link to prove it.
According to the statistics, Peter is the strongest link.
Oh, my God.
Dean is the weakest link.
That's weird, isn't it, now you know?
Oh, my God. Crazy.
So, at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 30, Fran got 10. But she does cut the cheese.
I do cut the cheese.
Exactly. And that's what counts. Right, so what's the plan for the rest of the day? Bit of college and then watch some American trash on TV, because I know you're into them.
Basically, yeah, that's all I'm going to do.
What is it, Kardashians?
Kardashians all the way.
All right, have a good day.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So I think Fran might regret that today when she goes to college.
Cut the cheese.
We got this, loads of people kicking off about this oblong thing.
Why?
Don't know why people care so much, but apparently an oblong is a rectangle.
Oh.
Oh, this is like the biggest moment of my life. I'm not sure if I'm going to cut the cheese.
Yeah. This is Flo Rida. Good morning. If you're just waking up, it's 7:40 on the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's off this week and next week, so we are on. It's Tuesday, isn't it? I feel quite bad now for poor Fran, who was on just before the news on Real or No Real. It's just an unfortunate phrase that she used, and she's got to go to college soon, so we need to stop playing this now.
She's just texted in saying, it's Fran, stop playing cut the cheese, you're ruining my reputation.
She meant to say cut the mustard, which meant she's not up to the task in hand, but she ended up saying cut the cheese, which we've looked up, it's something very different.
Yeah, it says on the Urban Dictionary, the term originated when someone sliced into a new wheel of cheese, most likely a brick of Limburger cheese. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It stinks.
Right.
Hence, do you want a usage?
Mm.
Daryl, oh man, who cut the cheese?
Yeah.
God, this is like the biggest moment of my life. I'm not sure if I'm going to cut the cheese.
Yeah, really wrong.
It's a big bless mistake you, to make your first time on radio.
Massive mistake to make there, Fran.
Don't cut the cheese.
Chris is doing it Gangnam Style this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, busy day yesterday, quite tired. I one-shot my coffee, Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. What do you do then? Just
neck it. Gangnam Style. Gonna one shot your coffee.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Gangnam Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. He one shots his coffee, doesn't he, in that?
Exactly.
I've never noticed that before.
It's my new thing in the mornings now. One shot your coffee.
Gangnam style. It's 7:42. Next, we're going to speak to Hayley off the call centre. I love that show. If you've not seen it, it's on BBC Three. They even moved it to BBC One because it was so popular. And it's about, is it the second or third busiest call centre in Swansea? And all the characters that are in it. So you've got Nev, the boss, who we've had on the show before. He's an interesting kind of boss, very motivational. He gets all the new employees to sing Mr. Brightside in C sharp when they arrive at the call centre. And there's loads of drama in it, and there's a bit of romance now and again. And it's just like a really nice, warm and very funny reality show. The absolute star of the show is called Hayley. She's the tea lady in the real-life call centre in Swansea. So she just wheels around a trolley, all right? How's it going, all right? All day with her big urns, and it's just unintentionally hilarious. But also quite risky on the radio, because she doesn't know what swear words are what.
There's no filter.
So next, interview with Hayley, no filter. On the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Good luck, everyone. Hello, Hayley, off the call centre.
Hello, morning.
You all right?
Yeah.
So it's a brand new series tonight, BBC Three, 9 o'clock of the call centre.
Yep.
How good is that going to be?
I know, I've waited so long for this.
When did they film it, then?
They always film with us, so it was like they never really went. So I'm just looking forward to seeing what's in there now, because we're just like everyone else. We haven't seen exactly what's in the episodes.
All right. Does that worry you a little bit? Because if they're filming you all the time, you don't know what they're going to show.
Yeah, I do worry sometimes, but then, like, I was really, really worried with Series 1. But then because it turned out a good programme, I've got faith in them now that they're going to make me look okay. Okay-ish.
Will we be seeing plenty of the trolley?
Yeah, me and the trolley, we're a team.
Have they upgraded your urns now?
Yeah, I've pimped them out, but also in Series 2, I know they're going to be showing this because it is part of my job now. I'm not going to say exactly what I do, but I put it this way. I give out some extras.
Okay, wow.
So you'll see what I do as well as the tea and coffee and sweets, but I can't tell you exactly because you have to watch it.
Do you get recognised now when you go out?
Sometimes. I did loads after the programme finished, but it's died down a bit now. But, yeah, I would say a lot of people know me.
But then it's going to all start again after tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
You love it. You love it.
All the photos are going to start coming in again. Got to make sure I look tidy wherever I go.
Have you got a name for your fans yet, Hayley?
I haven't got fans.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
It needs to be something tea-related. Call them the Urns.
What, my fans?
Yeah. Mm.
I'll call them legends. If they love me, they're legends.
And how is Nev this series?
Same old Nev. He's got to be, you know. I don't know exactly what they put in. I don't know what they filmed. But we haven't done any speed dating and stuff this time round. We don't do stuff like that anymore. I think like, a lot of people got annoyed with Nev trying to set everyone up. So, I don't think he's going to be Cilla Black in Series 2. But I have heard off the producers and that this series has got a bit more heart in it. I'm definitely crazy in it. You know, I can't be all emotional. That's just not me.
Is there going to be any love interests?
Well, there's a few romances in the office, and I think they've opened up about their love story on camera.
I love this show.
I know, me too. I've really missed it. And also,
nice to speak to you, Scott.
You'll have to come back in and see us again soon.
I will.
Are there any like new characters in the show?
Yeah, there's a lot of new starters who are working here now. So I know for a fact there's new characters in Series 2 because they weren't even working here when Series 1 was made. So I know there's a lot of new people in Series 2. So we'll see how it goes. I know Nev's son's in it this time round, Phil, and he was shy of Series 1. So this time round, you're going to see Nev's son.
Oh, wow. Nev's son. Do you get it on with him?
Yeah, he's all right, like.
Hang on.
No. It was, I think she meant, do you get on with him? And the answer is yes, right. I do.
Yeah, I obviously do get on with him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's not what he asked. good.
What did you ask?
Nothing.
Oh, do I get it on with him?
No! It's a good plot twist.
No. I think that if you would have a little romance with someone in work, then, I don't know, you shouldn't mix romance with pleasure with work. Is that what they're saying?
No, incredible. I agree. Don't mix romance with pleasure.
Oh, God. Stop me now. Put a muzzle on me.
This is why you're brilliant.
You know what, though? Because last time, because of the series, I saw you in a lads magazine. You ended up in that. Now, I'm thinking you get it on with the right kind of people. Maybe Nev's son. You could do, a call centre wedding. Mm. That's how it works, isn't it, Scott? The magazine offers come in.
The magazine deals will be on.
Call centre wedding. I like it. Mm. Now, there's not enough talent working here for me.
Is there not?
No, we're quite low. We're lacking on the talent with the guys in here.
What are you looking for, Hayley?
Muscle.
Yeah.
Someone who can make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe dark skin. I didn't really know, but if you watch Series 2, I'll just have a nose around of the guys. There's just not much talent. No offence to them all.
I've been asked to ask you about someone called Johnny Allen.
Oh, no.
What?
Really? No offence, John.
Who's Johnny?
Johnny was in the Christmas episode. He got blown out by one girl already on camera, I know, but he can take it on the chin, but he got blown out on camera.
No one wants that on camera.
Everyone's seen that.
I get the impression things have spiced up quite a lot since the first series.
Well, a lot of people ain't too shy this time round. A lot of people were shy on camera in Series 1. Obviously, I wasn't. But there's a lot of people who wanted to get filmed this time round. So, yeah, people are more, I don't know. There's a lot of nuts people that work here, but half of them won't go on camera. This time round, they all will go on camera.
Are you making tea right now?
No.
It sounds like you are. What are you doing? You're definitely multitasking.
I'm writing because I'm doodling because I don't know what to do myself.
Have a little doodle.
Well, I think we've all learned a lot from this. Separate romance from pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean that. I don't know what I meant. Do you know what I meant?
The
I
new
know
what series you meant. Sounds amazing.
It does.
It's all mess romance and business. That's the one.
That's that one. So it's on BBC Three, 9 o'clock tonight.
I can't believe I said that. Romance.
It's all fine.
Obviously, that's what you do.
It's on BBC Three tonight. It's the second series of The Call Centre, and we cannot wait for it. Make sure you watch.
I'm hitting myself now for saying that.
All right, well, come and see us soon, and good to speak to you. We really can't wait for the series tonight.
I know, I can't wait. Enjoy.
See you soon.
Thank you, bye.
Love you, bye. This is You, Me at Six. This is Coldplay and Magic on BBC Radio 1. Me and Chris went to Newcastle after the show yesterday. Hello to the students who are just waking up at the Student Radio Conference. Some of them won't be up for a while, but there are a couple resurfacing right now. We left before the fun started, I think. I mean, not that our talk wasn't fun, but I think that everyone went to the bar just shortly after we left and came back to London. Do you remember how bored we were on the train at one point? We started trying to name the members of the Made in Chelsea cast.
Yeah.
Millie.
I'm not sure why we did that.
Cheska.
Spencer.
Bitty.
Bitty.
That's not one, is it?
Francois Poole.
Proud Locks.
Proud Locks.
Very tired.
Who else?
Bitty's not one, is it?
Bitty is one.
Cheska.
Is it?
Binky. Not Bitty. That's an easy mistake to make. Right, so in a minute I'm going to talk about... the recordings you've been sending in have just been incredible for the sleep talking. You can get these apps on your phone where you just put it next to your bed at night and then go to sleep and it records whatever you say. Mostly, it's just rustling noises of you rustling the bed covers. But sometimes, there's genius there.
I've done this the last two nights, you know. Have you been getting involved? Have you been recording? Do you keep forgetting?
I forgot to do it.
Right, you got to do it tonight.
So, Chris had a go last night.
There's... Oh, yes. There were some results from this one.
Well, there's one result. I mean, mostly it's just rustling. But if you listen carefully, there's a little treat of a fart just at the end. But only a little tiny... Listen. This is Chris from last night. There we are.
That's
hello,
all
ladies.
I've yielded so far in my sleep.
That's all we've got from, what was it, 5 hours sleep last night.
Two nights worth.
Is that two nights?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I hope for more.
I hope for more.
But look, it's progress.
Not as good as this one, though, is it?
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
She sounds so fed up. It's like it's happened a lot.
So many times before.
It's happened before. It's the same old routine. Go and open the window, Gary. I'm sick of this. I know my favourite is he answers with a fart.
That's exactly it. It is that voice of, oh, God, not again. Gary.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
He does answer with it. What's this man saying, please, about a wibbly-wobbly house?
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. And we've got your clips that you've been sending in after 5 seconds of summer on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, dude. This is She Looks So Perfect. It's 8:17. Jermaine Jackman, winner of The Voice, live after 8:30. Love those guys. 5 seconds of summer. She Looks So Perfect on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills in for Grimmy for this week and next week. Jermaine from The Voice after 8:30. And still to come, before 8:30, Palantini. Loving that tune now. I wasn't sure at first, but I really like it. Scream, Funk My Life Up, and also Lord Royals. So you've just been sending in loads of you lot talking in your sleep from these apps that record stuff. So it does kind of have little peaks through the night, doesn't it? You can see it on a little kind of WAV, so you can see what you've said and what are just grunts and groans.
Well, it's great because it only picks up sound when it hears something. So obviously it only records when it hears something. So in the morning when you go through it, only takes a couple of minutes.
To go through. All we've got from Chris after two nights is... That's it.
But it's progress.
So Jodie's been on, and she talks every night, and she records it. Feels a bit sorry for her boyfriend, Carl, who's put up with it now for 3 years. No idea what she's on about here, but everyone's looking at her snuff puff, I think.
He's looking at my toes. Like he was looking at my snuff puff. My snuff puff. And then puff. And then puff.
3 years, oh my God. 3 years of that.
I'm not going to lie. If I was lying now, I'd be like...
I'm not looking at your snuff puff.
Like he was looking at my snuff puff. My snuff puff.
Okay. If you really feel sorry for Carl at that point, after 3 years, what about Amy's poor boyfriend? Listen to Amy here.
Oh, I'm telling you, the monkey is in the bed. The monkey's in the bed.
No, he's not.
The monkey's in the bed.
There's
a monkey in the bed.
The monkey's in the bed.
No, he's not.
He's in. He's in the monkey. Oh, he's in.
Okay.
He's in the
bed.
He's
on your legs. He's on your legs. He's on your legs. He's on your legs. He's on your legs.
He's on Amy's poor boyfriend. No, there isn't.
Yeah. The monkey okay. is in the bed. The monkey's in the bed.
No, it's not.
The monkey's in the bed.
No, it's not. Charlie in Brighton, what are you doing with an onion?
Who's having sex with an onion?
It's a little stretch there afterwards, obviously.
Right, that happened.
I'm sorry?
Who's having sex with an onion?
All right.
Yeah.
It and, picks up everything, this.
And this is my fave at the moment. Drew in Warrington. He's sleeping and talking a lot. Sent in these two. First of all, I want a waistcoat like this.
There's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top. Other than that, then that could go.
What? Play that again. Why is she so formal? Do it again.
What is that?
There's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top. Other than that.
It sounds like he's auctioning it.
Missing Tarangalila.
Incredible.
And who's Wally Bob, please?
Oh, Wally's having a Wally Bob. Polly Wob, now he's having a Polly Wob. Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob.
I can
One
listen to these.
One missing Tangalina.
I can listen to these all day.
There's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top.
Oh, Wally's having a Wally Bob. Polly Wob, now he's having a Polly Wob. Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
Here is the winner of The Voice. It's Jermaine. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. It's just happened again. It must happen a lot. On our coming up notes today, it says winner of The Voice, Jermaine Jackson. And you cross that out and put Jackman.
That must really annoy you now.
Yeah, slightly does get to me. But no, to be compared to Jermaine Jackson, that's kind of fine.
It's good. It's they just got it wrong, didn't they?
It's not really no compressor. But yeah. Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time. It's all so surreal to be on BBC Radio 1.
I know. Have you been in here already? Or is this,
yeah.
I mean, you've been in this building. And
last
you,
week.
Oh, that's right. You were on Grimmie's show.
It's Grimmie's show, yeah.
Yeah, this will become your second home.
Oh, brilliant.
Let me be the last person on Earth, probably by now, to say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I love that Ed Miliband tweeted you. That's quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah, the leader of opposition.
Yeah. And Ed Balls, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Balls has been on. All the Eds. And one of my favourite bits of the show on Saturday was when, after your performance, and Will's watch goes off, that's also a phone and coffee maker, and Cheryl Cole's on the line, and she's like, Jermaine was awesome. And I thought, oh, that's a bit awkward, because she's about to be a judge on the rival show.
Yeah.
But I know that her and Will are friends, aren't they? So.
Yeah,
that must be a bit weird, because obviously you're in the moment as well of just performing, and you know it's the final, and then Cheryl Cole appears on Will I Am's George Foreman Grill / Watch.
It was totally out of this world. I didn't expect it at all. It was just so much fun just being there, and all these experiences, Cheryl Cole tweeting about me, and you've got Simon Cowell tweeting about me. It was all so crazy.
And Simon tweeted about you as well?
Yeah, he tweeted me yesterday.
What did he say?
Congratulations, Jermaine. You deserve it.
Hey. That's good, isn't it? Hey.
I wouldn't think that would happen.
No, but yeah, I like it that it does.
Yeah.
It's like a bit of, it's quite friendly. I like it. Now, with Will.i.am, did you meet him at Radio 1 Hackney Weekend?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us about that? Because I only just found this out.
So, yeah, so BBC Radio 1, you did the Hackney Weekender in Hackney Marshes.
Yeah, and you're from Hackney.
So and I'm from Hackney.
2012. 12.
Because you did it in line with the whole Olympic
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's yeah, right, yeah.
And I was doing backing vocals for Leona Lewis, who opened the,
no.
the thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh,
so,
no, because wasn't there, there was a big, were you part of a choir?
Yes, yeah. Because I was the side it. Of stage for that, so I would have, I mean, we didn't know each other, yeah. Benjamin, but I would have seen you there.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So I was a part of that. And I got to stay backstage, obviously, because I know Leona and Will. Obviously, amongst Will was Trey Songz and Dappy and all those all the celebrities. And Will was one of those celebrities I bumped into because, obviously, I was, how old was I, 16 at the time. I was yeah. running around taking pictures. Oh, can I take a picture? Can I take a picture? Will Ann was one of the people that was taking pictures. So I was, while I was taking the picture, I said to him, oh, I'm a singer, love to sing. He's like, well, why don't you audition for The Voice? So I thought, yeah, you probably say that to every singer that you meet. Yeah. But it did strike a chord. It did strike a chord in me. So I said, "All right, then, cool. Let me audition and see what happens." And he was the only coach to turn around, and I ended up being his only finalist on his team, and I ended up winning the competition.
So actually, it's Radio 1's fault that you won, and we can claim that.
Are you going to personally take credit for that as well? You were standing side stage.
I'll let the whole of Radio 1.
It is cool, though. I mean, it does seem like a fate thing. That I mean, would you say that's kind of where it started? I mean, I guess that is where the story started, really, where you met Will and you sound like you were inspired to
But
go.
Did he remember you when you auditioned?
Yeah, he said he did when I showed him the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just been, the whole experience has just been totally mind-boggling, and just seeing how Will works. When you're in with him in the studio or in rehearsals and you see how his mind works, he put a hip-hop beat on Pure Imagination from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I've got to say, when I saw that, I was like, what is he doing? But he...
It worked.
It got the votes. Fantastic.
Jermaine, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of weirded out by it, though. I just had a beer.
You've just got to...
I was sitting there watching it, going, kind of like, I wasn't sure what to make of it. And why is, there was all the tricks.
And why has Will disappeared? Oh, there he is again. Oh, he's disappeared.
But I only mean, he could do
different.
That.
Only Will can do that, and only Will can get away with that. Yeah. But it was so funny in the studio because we had to run around stage and meet our points and our cues on time. And then if you saw him when he got back into his chair, he was like...
Was he?
Because he was so out of breath because we were running around on stage.
But how did they do the tricks? I'm really confused. Like he actually disappeared, but then he is magic because he's
Yeah, I can't really tell you that.
I can't tell you how he disappeared. So once you get your album done, is that the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
Will you actually pursue your dream of becoming the world's first singing prime minister?
I want to use my success in music to give back to my community through politics and music.
Right. So would you leave in number 10 and go to all the meetings and that and occasionally do your singing and speeches?
I've planned out my life. Because I've always planned out my life, but I've planned it out in a sense where I want to do music for like the majority of my life, and then when I'm like 50, then become Prime Minister.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's not anytime soon?
Not anytime soon, but it's on the list. It's on the to-do list.
I love that you've got so much of a plan.
Uh-huh.
It's really good.
It's important for people to plan out their lives and to know what they want to do and to have an idea of what area they want to go into.
Do you honestly think you can do both? Do you... I mean, and I'm talking real straight up that you can do the politics to that kind of level and still be
can I just,
cool.
Can
and
I just
young.
Say at this point, it's not the same thing. But Arnold Schwarzenegger,
yeah,
politics used to. I mean, not the same. Used to be in films.
True,
mm-hmm.
true.
And you got Wycliffe as well.
Wycliffe,
Who does the same thing. And you got Will.i.am, who juggles being a musician and philanthropy. We went to Buckingham Palace not too long ago to meet Prince Andrew and. Because they launched this whole idea, and just to see the way he can switch gears from superstar musician Will.i.am to philanthropist Will.i.am and make a speech about young people and how it's important to invest in young people. It was so inspiring to see how I can switch gears like that.
Did you see that show that he did with Joanna Lumley?
Yeah, but I didn't get to see all of it because I was
what in front of was that? Right, this is whoever booked this as an idea is a genius. It was probably Will.i.am himself. Do you not know about this?
I don't know about this.
Okay, so there was a trailer on TV a few weeks back. I don't know whether it's still on iPlayer, but whoever booked the two of them together is a BBC genius. So it was Joanna Lumley meets Will.i.am.
Why?
Actually, I don't know. And you're watching the trailer going, why? Why those two together? But she was brilliant with him and he was brilliant back to her. She just kind of went into his life and went back to where he came from. It was like a fly on the wall kind of thing, just following him around. I don't know why they chose Joanna Lumley, but it was brilliant.
Have you been to Will.i.am's place? Has he got a
a flat or a house?
No,
or?
I asked him, has he got a house here? He said, nope, no house here.
You will, though.
Well, you wouldn't,
it's going to happen. Right, Jermaine from The Voice is with us. He won and everything. I'm going to play Jason Derulo and Talk Dirty. And then I've got a little favour to ask you, which I think is going to make people go crazy this morning.
Okay.
It's all fine. No, it's good, it's good. Radio 1. Jermaine off The Voice is with us. Hiya.
Hey.
Just sharing his beauty tips with us. bit of olive oil on the face, then leave the house. Works every time. I'm going to try that tomorrow. You know I will as well.
I think anything could help me right now.
Do you want me to bring the bottle I've got in my kitchen and then we'll just like splash it on
tomorrow?
Are you
talking just about the kitchen stuff, right?
No, I'm not talking about olive oil that you fry egg with. Not that.
Like
olive oil, like the one you get from a pharmacy.
Oh, I was going to bring
What's the difference?
Oil in.
Yeah, I was about to fry my face then.
Oh, my goodness.
See, that it was a good job that we discussed this because otherwise he would have gone home and fried it with the olive oil.
Yeah, that could have gone horribly wrong. I was like, really? Olive oil?
Yeah. Okay, I'll make sure that I get the proper one because I was going to bring in the cooking one. It's not so good.
Here's a question, Jermaine. Have you got Will.i.am's number?
I have.
Of course he has.
Yeah. Well, I have his personal email that he always uses.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel the need now to... I mean, you should message him every day. He strikes me as a man who could get easily distracted.
Yeah, you've got to keep up the contact. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, being part of the show, I've kept up the contact and he's not just a mentor for the show, he's a mentor for life and he's a friend for life and he's played a big role in making me the artist that I am today.
Now, here's one of the things I love about your voice. How low, and also how high, but how low in particular you can go. It's very impressive. Now, would you do me just one favour?
Oh, gosh.
Now, I want you to do just the low part for as long as you can in like one continuous noise, one tone if you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can take a breath. That's probably advisable. But just really low. Would you do that for me in a second? Not yet. Now, I'd like everybody listening right now, whether they're in the car, maybe you're at home, maybe you're on the way to work, maybe on the way to school or college, if you can, turn up the bass on your radio as loud as it will go. Turn the bass to full so it won't go anymore, like the maximum amount.
Is this
do it now.
A good idea?
I think it's good. And then see what effect this has on you today, please. I think some people's windows in the older houses will go. I think people will. Some people will come over all funny on the way to work. They won't know why. And I think for some people, they may feel slightly nauseous. But and so obviously there will be a code brown issue for some people. But let's all turn up the bass and
I'll see what happens.
I'll give you 10 seconds now. Let's call it the Jermaine noise. And then report back to me, please, on 81199 how you feel or what happens to you or your belongings after it happens. Okay, are we ready? Okay, so as low as you go for as long as possible in one continuous noise, I'll count you down. The Jermaine noise is coming up on Radio 1. Turn up the bass, everybody. 3, 2, 1.
Don't make me laugh.
Wow.
Zoe Ball, she said that she loves my low notes.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back. We'll see what happens in a minute. We're just waiting for the text to come in.
I personally felt quite weird. Something was shaking inside.
Yeah. Julie from Bristol had just had a slight twinge. The whole of the electorate's just gone off in Lincolnshire. Lorna in Sheffield says, my car feels very odd. Blow my speakers. Johnny in Litchfield's got a nosebleed. Don't believe you. Can we do one more?
Oh, do you want to do one more?
No, just one more. Okay, so turn up the bass if you didn't before. Here is the Jermaine noise on Radio 1.
Oh.
Do not try this at home. Yes, Jermaine.
Several Code Browns been
issued. Oh, no, really? I thought that would happen. Rosie and Daisy say that I can feel the vibration in my soul.
Oh, God.
Ellie in Dorset's face has fallen off. I can't say that.
Can't
Terry
repeat,
in York.
Can't repeat a lot.
Bethan says it's turned my bath into a jacuzzi. See, I knew.
I like that one.
I knew that would have a special effect. And that was the Jermaine noise, and that was Jermaine Jackman from The Voice. Listen, good luck with everything. I know that we'll be seeing you again.
So much. Can I just take this opportunity to thank each and everyone who's voted for me on the show. I fully appreciate the support. It's so humbling. Thank you guys so much.
And we'll see you very soon.
Indeed, Jermaine.
Indeed,
you will.
Thank you. Chris has gone really pale since the Jermaine noise. You okay, hon?
I'm okay. It just sort of shook me up a little bit.
In what, it shook you up? Did you say?
Come on.
What's up?
Talk of being pale. Radio 1 Twitter right now. Awful picture of you. I mean, a bad picture of me, but an awful one of you.
Well, actually, worse of you, I would say.
Really? I'm happy to take a vote on that.
No, so am I, actually.
I mean, you look the same colour as me.
It's just the lighting. Oh, my God, I'm pale. No, you're still paler. You're doing that... You really want to put your thumbs aloft in the air, but you haven't.
I know, but I've been told about that.
I know, I've told you.
Management.
Yeah, I'm just like, stop in every photo with a celebrity. Don't put both thumbs up. Good morning. You're not on Wave FM.
No.
Anyway. Not okay, hon, in that picture, though. Oof. It's on the radio on Twitter now.
I might one-shot another coffee.
Gangnam style.
Yeah?
Yeah, hang on.
Got one here.
Have you got one? Is this advisable? Because I've noticed the last time you went to the loo, you were there for ages. Just saying.
Okay, ready?
Hang on. Okay.
Let's one shot our coffee. Gangnam style.
Gangnam style. Oh, no, it's going the other way. It's making me feel rubbish. Okay, who wants new track of the day? Ed Sheeran. All the fans are on going, play it! So, this track had its world-exclusive first play on Zane Lowe's show last night.
Did you see Twitter go mad for this last night?
So mad.
Instagram.
What?
Sorry, that's just the,
okay,
the sack of shame in the corner there.
Is that having a bit of a fit?
I think it's running out of battery, so it's sort of talking to itself.
Did it just go, goodbye? Oh, the sack of shame speaker. It can't break now. Ed Sheeran, he wrote 120 songs for this new album, and he asked Taylor Swift to help him choose the best. They do that to each other, apparently. Like, they send songs to each other, like, do you like this one? Oh, no, not so much. Do you like this one? Oh, yes, I like that one more. And then she sends hers to him as well.
I'd quite like to hear an album of Ed Sheeran's songs that Taylor Swift rejected.
Yeah, I would. I really would, actually. Now, that one's a little bit too melty. So, it's the first single from Ed's new album. It's called Sing. You're hearing it all day long because it's Radio 1's track of the day. This is it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Duke DeMond.
Phil and Alice's Bedroom DJs.
Yo, DJ, pump this party!
Right, so, tomorrow night on BBC Radio 1... Phil and Alice, Phil Taggart, Alice Levine, are having another one of their now infamous bedroom DJ parties. We normally get involved with this, but, you know, it's a late night and then it's an early morning the next day because we're covering Grimmy, so I'm afraid we're going to have to sit this one out. But...
gutted.
I know, because it is fun. For one night only, what they do is they turn the live lounge here at Radio 1 into Phil and Alice's actual bedroom. Well, not actual bedroom, because they don't share a bedroom, because they're not together, as Alice is very quick to tell you. But imagine, in a radio world, their bedroom, with some very special guests performing DJ sets. So Radio 1's Greg James and Hugh Stevens are involved.
Oh, it's a really good one tonight and all.
Tonight, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Thank you. So this is tomorrow night. Wilkinson's on. Circa Waves are on. Meridian Dan is on, off of Whip. Sarah Jane Crawford, One Extra's very own. And, check it, Kaiser is performing a special live version of Hideaway. That is a line-up. So, if you want a great soundtrack to your evening, listen to that. Phil and Alice, tomorrow night from 10 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Greg James and Hugh Stevens, Wilkinson, Meridian Dan, Circa Waves, Sarah Jane Crawford of One Extra, and Kaiser doing Hideaway Live. God, we can't be there. They've asked us to do a message because obviously we're regulars at it now and we can't be there tomorrow. So should we do it on air?
Well, we always do the same set, don't we?
Pretty much, yeah. We just do the songs to lie down to, the slightly creepy, pervy R&B songs, which make everybody in the room and everybody listening feel a bit uncomfortable. So let's do a message. Hang on. All right, record this. Hi, I'm Scott Mills.
Hello, I'm Chris.
Sorry we can't be at the bedroom party tonight, guys, but we're on The Breakfast Show, but we'd love to be there.
But we'd still like to choose a track to lie down to. What are we going to go with? Something...
We'd like to hear Jay Holiday and Bed. Miss you guys. Trying to put you to bed, bed. Yeah.
Good choice.
Horrible.
I'm a put you to bed. Yeah, this is perfect.
I'm a put you to bed. Shame we're not doing the songs to lie down to this time. But listen to it. Phil and Alice's Bedroom DJ Party tomorrow night from 10.
Phil and Alice's Bedroom DJs.
Yo, DJ, pump this party!
So that's off the album, number one album from Katy P, Little Red. I think I just called her Katy P, but let's gloss over that. Not the same person.
That's Katy Perry.
Katy P. So I was a bit tired. It's your fault for keeping me awake on the train yesterday.
Hmm?
I just wanted to nap, and you're like, oh, Mills, wake up, Mills.
Yeah, because you've been boring.
Yeah, well, you were watching the George Foreman. Well, okay, it's a DVD player off of at least the 90s, which looks like a George Foreman grill. And also, I never actually saw the screen, so you could have been watching a film. You never turned it round. Also, you might have been doing some bacon.
Also, what was wrong with my headphones?
Ha!
That tweet that you put up.
I did put... they were a bit cringy. That's all.
They are big, aren't they?
You know when people's headphones are just a little bit too big? And it's like, well, mate, you look ridiculous. You know, and I always tell you that. There's been loads on today. If you've missed any of it, get the Scott Mills Daily Podcast later on from the Radio 1 website, where you normally get your podcasts from. And it's free. You will hear Real or No Real this morning. That was really early. With our listener, Fran, who made a big mistake. Do you remember that, Chris? It was ages ago now, like way back, like 3 hours ago.
About cutting the cheese.
Yeah. She was slightly worried that she wasn't able to complete the task in hand. Now, obviously, we all know the phrase is, I don't think I'm going to cut the mustard. But that's not what Fran said.
Oh, this is like the biggest moment of my life. Not sure if I'm going to cut the cheese.
Cut the cheese is not the right phrase, Fran. Hello, if you're listening at college right now. And then we got the voice of Siri to say it, just because, I don't know, just wanted to, really.
I cut the cheese.
Yeah. We actually made it say, my name is Fran and I cut the cheese. That's on the podcast. Also, Hayley from the call centre and Jermaine from The Voice, all on the Scott Mills Daily today. Now, tomorrow, we have got two massive Hollywood A-list stars coming in to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Andrew Stone.
And Emma... Right. No, Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
That's it.
Get that right.
Not Andrew Stone off of Pineapple Dance Studios. I'm not okay, hon, now, by the way.
Now, they're a couple as well.
I feel a bit sick. They are a couple in real life.
Now, is that what you call a showbiz couple?
I would say,
is it,
yes.
Not really together? Or?
No. I think they're together, definitely. I just don't know how much they're going to want to talk about that, because they are here to promote Spider-Man 2.
Well, let's not mention it.
Let's not, right, it's like the elephant in the room.
Let's do everything except mention the fact they're in a relationship.
Okay.
Let's not draw attention to it at all.
Okay, but we all will know that they are. Also, I'd quite like Andrew Garfield, because he is Spider-Man, to wear the sack of shame in the lift tomorrow. Obviously, this is going to have to be run by about 150 different PR people. But, I mean, he'd be up for it, surely. Just ride the lifts like I did the other day, up and down, and then we control,
yes,
what the speaker says in his rucksack.
Or we can get his co-star, who's not his lover or partner or anything like that.
Mm. Just his love interest in the film, nothing else.
Exactly, to write the messages that will, yes, then go out through the sack of shame. Now, that would be an ideal situation. Sack of shame.
Yes, okay. I just wanted you to finish that word there.
I did say sack of shame.
You went sack of
No, I didn't.
You did. So the sack of shame video is currently on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, with me looking awfully embarrassed and cringing a lot as Chris told the speaker what to say in the voice of Siri. I just go up and down the lift. It's getting a good reaction, that video. mainly because of my absolute embarrassment. So we've got the speaker here. Here's the kind of thing that I'd quite like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man to say tomorrow in the lift if he's up for it.
Yes, I am Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
This could take some time.
Now get back to work, stop staring.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
So imagine it's a crowded lift full of people going to work at the BBC. Actual Spider-Man's in the lift, and it says that. I think it's a winner. Whether that happens or not, of course, is entirely up to him.
Oh, it'd be so good if they let us do it.
I hope so. But that's tomorrow morning, and Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, we need to get this in our head by tomorrow. I'm going to, like, write it down a million times and just practice it. They are on after 8 o'clock. Just after 8. That's right, isn't it? 8
yeah.
o'clock, yeah.
8 o'clock.
Good. Tomorrow, so
oh,
make sure you listen.
He was in The Social Network as well. I've just seen that.
Social
what a legend.
Network.
Love that film.
Yes, he was in that also. Who was he? Was he Mark Zuckerberg's friend?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, his business
partner.
The guy who set it up. And, yeah. Yeah, wicked.
Okay, so that's tomorrow. Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, after 8 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. That was all of Tuesday's show. Tomorrow, Wednesday, join us from 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. After 8, A-listers Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone live.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.